The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Kushner, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and author of Commerce on Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis Mit Beis. The Mishnah state in the Mishnah, Ir Sheish Be'Avodah Kechav, a city that has Avodah Zarah, V'hoye Be'chanuyos Me'utres V'she'enim Utres. You have some stores that are decorated and some that are not. Zehaya Ma'is V'Be'Sham. This was the story. V'amur Chacham Me'utres V'suras V'she'enim Utres M'taris. It's usher to walk into a store that has these decorations. And the Gemara explains the reason why. It's because it's decorated with vered v'hadas. It's decorated with decorations that smell. The komeshanya mereche. These are decorations of avodah zarah. And if somebody walks in, they're going to be nene. They're going to enjoy benefit from these decorations. And therefore, it's also to walk in. We know that avodah zarah, one of the surim of avodah zarah is a yid is not allowed to be nene. It's also behana to enjoy any benefit from avodah zarah. We learned this from Psukim in Dvarim. These different Psukim, we learn the Gemara later. It's Hanoah, it's a Mahana. We'll see later about this more. But a Yid is not allowed to be Nene from Avodah Zarah. He's not allowed to enjoy any benefit. Therefore, walking into the store, if he'll enjoy benefit of smelling the Avodah Zarah, it's awesome. So it would seem from this Gemara, that where we have Isuri Hana, when we have items that one is not only is he forbidden to eat, but he's also forbidden to benefit, all benefit, and the halach is he wouldn't be allowed to smell those items, which would l'chera apply to all Isuri Hana, like Avodah Zarah, and Bas B'cholov, and Chametz on Pesach, right? These are items that are not just forbidden to eat. A person's not allowed to take Bas B'cholov and feed it to his animal, a mashal, even though he's not eating it. Person not allowed to sell these items to make money, right? The restrictions on these items are much more encompassing than regular Isra Achila. So it seems from this Gemara that Avodah Zarah, since it's Asa Bahana, a person cannot go and smell, a person can't enjoy benefit through smelling the aroma of the Isuri Hana. Now, there's a big question that the Rishonim bring up, because there's a Gemara later on in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Vav. And the Gemara is discussing about a fellow that is smelling Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is one of the things that's Asa Bahana. So, the Gemara says, the Gemara has a Machlek Sabayin Rava. If Reach Milsa means is an odor, is an aroma, is a smell, is it considered an item that when you take it, when you take it into your body, so to speak, you're being nana from something real, something physical. Is Reach Milsa, is Reach Lav Milsa. So we paskin in that Gemara that Reach is Lav Milsa. And therefore, a person's allowed to smell Yayin Nesach. The question therefore is, if Yayin Nesach is Asa Bahana to drink, is Asa Bahana to, you can't sell it. But you're allowed to smell it because Reach Lav Milsa, we don't see Reach as an actual item. So the question is, so why does Al-Gemara say that you're not allowed to smell the vered, the hadas, these decorations of Avodah Zarah? This is a question that many Rishonim bring up. I'm going to bring just two basic answers, and we'll see how it plays out in Halacha, and we'll try to bring some sort of application to Lamaisa. The Taisvis by us, Taisvis in Daf Beis and Avodah Zarah, the Ramaskal Elam, Taisvis says that there's two types of smells. There's a smell where you're just smelling food, you're smelling something which is not made to be smelled, and then there's something which is made to be smelled, which means as follows. If this person's smelling a food of bas b'cholov, or he's smelling yayin. Now yayin is made to drink. So these items are not oymid l'reach. Oymid l'reach means they weren't created to be smelled. That's not one of its functions. It's not one of its primary functions, at least, is to smell it. Is to be smelled. It's not created for its aroma. In such a case, it's mutter to smell it. And that's why we paskin reach lav milsa. That's why, we like Rava, and the Gemara says, you let us smell yayin nesach. And the reason is because, even though it's asbahana, but that's not considered hana kedarka, it's a losh hana shalei kedarka, and mele it's mutter. The masha enke, when a person has besamim, k'toyres, these type of things which are actually created for smell, if they're asa b'hana, that's called a hana kedarka, mele it's asa. That's the basic teretz of toyseres and dafi beis in avodah zarah. It depends what we're talking about. Are we talking about something which is created for to be smelled, or it's not created to be smelled? If it's created to be smelled, it's forbidden to smell it, if it's also bahana. If it's not created to be smelled, then even if a person enjoyed the aroma, it would be mutter. There's a Ran that gives another teretz, and the Ran says that the difference is a reach b'piv or reach b'apoy. Reach b'piv means he's smelling it kind of through his mouth. He's not smelling it through his nose. The case by Yainesach, the case by Yainesach, that's mutter. It's mutter loshef bepiv, which means he's smelling it through his mouth. He's kind of testing to see its strength by inhaling it through his mouth. The aroma, you can get a feel for how the yain tastes. But if you smell it through your nose, that would be usher. That would be asal tzahana, and that would seem, even if it wasn't created, because yayin was not created to be smelled, even if it wasn't created to be smelled, it would still be asr, because since the halacha is isr hana, is it's not just achil, it's all sorts of hana. So the apay would be asr, even though it wasn't created for to be smelled. Now, if you go to Shulchan Aruch, those are the two terutzim. If you go to Shulchan Aruch, them in Kufches, you find two halachas, and they somewhat are conflicting. The halacha in Siman Kuf Ches Hey says mutter loshet bepiv reyach yayin nesach. A person could inhale what is the smell of yayin nesach bepiv with his mouth. Derech nekev shachov is leida emutayv. A person wants to know if the wine is good or the wine went sour or how strong the wine is, so he's allowed to inhale it with his mouth. It would seem that the mechaber Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Ran, that the reason why it's mutter is because he's inhaling it through his mouth. To inhale through your nose would be k'derech hano, and since the ayinesach is also b'hano, it would be forbidden. But with the mouth, it's permitted. That's what it would seem. The problem is that, if so, it would seem that even if something wasn't created for smelling, you can't use your nose to smell, to benefit. But we find Mufurish in Shulchan Aruch in Sevzayin, B'samim Shal, in Siman Kufches Sevzayin, B'samim Shal Avodas Kachavim. If you have B'samim of Avodas Zara, the Klai Keren, V'orla Osul HaReach Behem. So it's mashma that B'samim, since it's made for Avodas Zara, you can't smell it. It's mashma that only if it's made for Avodas Zara, you can't smell it, like B'samim, but if it's not made for Avodas Zara, only if it's made for smelling, you can't smell it, but if it wouldn't be made for smelling, you would be allowed to smell it. Even with the nose, if you look in the shach over there, in Sifkot and Chav Zayin, the shach says that the reason why you can't smell b'samim, even though we know reyach is lav milsihi, which is the question that the Rishonim over here are grappling with, the shach says the reason why it's us to smell b'samim, the asurin heim b'hano. The kol she'asuyin l'reach k'veret v'hadas asar. And he brings from other Rishonim, and that's how he paskin. So it seems like the bottom line is the shach is paskin like Tosfos by us, that it depends if it's made for its aroma or if it's not. If it's made for its smell, like p'samim and k'tiris, then you can't smell it. If it's not made for p'samim, then you can't smell it. And if you this, you'll have to say this, that it says before and said, hey, that it's mutter b'peh, loshet b'peh, reyach yayin nesach, it's lav dafke b'peh, even with your nose. I guess the derech was they used their mouth to taste it, to taste the smell, to know if it was good or not. But even with your nose, it would be mutter. That's really the mashmois of the shach. Now, there's just a few points I want to bring out when you get lemaistic applications. There's a Yad Yehuda that is very emphatic about, this is in Yerideh Simon Kufches, Sivkot and Kufches, that the whole shmooze, b'chlal, about smelling or not smelling, is Surya Hano. It's only when a person smells, is a person allowed to put himself in a position where he knows he's going to be, wherever he's going to be, he's going to have to smell, and he's going to enjoy that smell. Is that mutter? Is it usher? So it seems from the shach that if it wasn't made for smell, it's going to be mutter, since reach lav milsa. Only if it's made for smell, that's called the hanok darker. That's the chayah of shach's paskening. So mamela to smell bas b'cholav. If a person knows he's going to be in an environment where he's going to have to smell bas b'cholav, or he's going to have to smell chametz, but then it's going to depend if it's made for, if it's not made for the smell, maybe it would be mutter. But says the Yad Yehuda, if a person is bikavona, the person bikavona, and he goes and he's trying to smell it because, mashallah, he's hungry, or if it's on Pesach and he's craving chametz, so he's smelling chametz to be nene. So he says, avada, if bikavona someone's smelling it, and he brings from harbi harbi poskim, he says, Rabbi Kakula would hold avada, it's osur gomer to smell chametz or bas b'cholav, even if it's not made for its smells, made really to be eaten, because if you're bekavana trying to be nene, that's going to be usher. And if you look in Halicha Shlemi, Rav Shlemi Zalman really makes this point very clear. He says, Dava Pashit, the whole sugya that we just discussed, Reach Milsa, Reach Lav Milsa, or if Aymid L'Reach, the Shaila is if it's Nichnas Me'elav, but you're going to be nene, so that's the Shaila, is it Mutter. But he says, to do a pu'ula mi'yichedes, shel she'ifa mi'daita, it means you inhale, you be'kavana, you're trying to inhale the smell, he says, avada, that's going to be asur l'kuli alma. So that's one point I wanted to bring out. Now there's another shaila, b'negei bread, on Pesach. Bread, generally we think of it as something to eat, but bread also has a very strong aroma, it's a very good smell that it has. There's a berlacha in Simen Tov Mem Gimel, and he's mesupik lemaisa if bread is considered oimid l'reach. Now, if bread would be oimid l'reach, that would make it much more chomer, because we just showed from the shach and from the halach and simen kuf ches and siv zayin and shulchan aruch and yaradeya, that he seems to be going with Tosfos that reach is also if it's oimid l'reach. Anytime you have something which is oimid l'reach, it's made for its smell, you can't be nenet from that smell, because that's called the hanukkah darka. The behalachis is mesupik if pas, hot bread, pas chama, if that's considered oimid l'reach, and it's osur. Lemaisa, the behalacha does say that he's noted that a person should not be smelling chametz, and one of the reasons he gives is because since it's osur b'achila, and it's something that a person eats the whole year, he holds the chshash shem, it's going to be a chshash shem yoichal. It's going to be a chshash that a person, if he's going to smell it, it's going to be, we know that chametz is not something that a person of Bedili may know. He's not scared. It's not something that he separates himself from it. Basa b'chol, a person knows he has no shaykhis to basa b'chol, he has no connection to it because he can't eat it. He'll never eat it. He won't come to eat it because that's something by him is treif. But chametz is something a person eats the whole year. And because of that, the chshashis is more of a danger that a person will come to eat it. The Be'alach Lemaisa comes out and he says that a person should not put himself in a position to smell a strong smell of chametz because, A, it could be Oymed L'Reach. It could be. He's not sure if it is or it isn't. And B, there is a chashash a person will come to eat it because this is not something that he is used to staying away from. And for both those reasons, the Mishabruh says a person should try to avoid a situation where he's going to be smelling a strong smell of chametz on Pesach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.